told me that it was the power of all the strength in the world. No matter what size you were, you could defeat any enemy with it. He pulled out the aquarium car and told me that it meant that you had the power over the water, that you could control the water in any way that you wanted. And finally, he pulled out the heart-shaped rock and told me it was God power. James, what is God power? I asked. Auntie Jenny, you know what God power is. He replied, astounded that I, the pastor, would not know how to answer that own question for myself. Well, sure I do, but why don't you tell me? Quick recovery. God power gives you the power to change hearts and to help people make good choices, James told me. With God power, we could change the hearts and the minds of the bad pirates who are trying to take over our ship and make them join us for some fun and games. And that is just what we did. God power is the power to change hearts and to help people make good choices. Wow. Now, as his aunt, the pastor, I would love to claim the credit for that one, but he came up with that all on his own. And I would venture a guess that if you were to ask James what faith is to him, he would probably say something about faith as God power. I tell the confirmands when I first meet with them each year that faith is something that is dynamic. It involves progress, involves striving to be a better disciple, involves questioning things, involves growth. And faith manifests itself not only in thought and in word, but in action as well. Not necessarily action in the sense of heroic deeds, but action in the sense of love, of being the best people we can be, and of treating others the way that we wish to be treated. And as faith becomes active in love, it must be grounded in hope and in trust, and the idea that we have something to look forward to, that there is a bigger plan than that which we keep in our own minds and on our calendars, whether it is in this life or in the promise of eternal life granted to us through our belief in Jesus Christ. And in that very idea that faith involves progress and striving is implied the fact that faith involves endurance, the endurance to fight off thousands and thousands of bad pirates, perhaps. There are certainly times when people want to give up on their faith, want to allow it to fade away into the background, when we question what it is that our faith gets us anyway. Yet it is in those times, the times that seem the most challenging or difficult, the times when it seems like all other avenues are lost, that we tend to turn back to our faith, to turn back to God, driven crying on our knees for guidance and care, to really feel God's presence in our lives. It is a story that is told over and over again in the Hebrew scriptures, and one that continues on to this day. The endurance of faith, despite the moments of weakness and turning away from God, is what our ancestors in faith knew best. People like Abraham, who is spoken of in our scripture lesson for today, believed and endured travel, testing, fatherhood in his 90s, and an unfulfilled promise. He uprooted his family from the land that he knew and loved to travel to a place where God had called him. And generations after him have done the same, traveling and living as strangers in foreign lands. And yet they were not strangers. They were a family of faith, a family built on trust and reliance on a God who was the center of all that they did. They believed that there was something bigger, something bigger in God's promise even than in the land they were brought to, the land of milk and honey. In one translation of our scripture reading for today, it says, "The fundamental fact of existence is that this trust in God, this faith, is the firm foundation under everything that makes life worth living. It's our handle on what we can't see. The act of faith is what distinguished our ancestors and set them above the crowd. By faith, we see the world called into existence by God's word, what we see created by what we don't see. By an act of faith, Abraham said yes to God's call to travel to an unknown place that would become his home. And when he left, he had no idea where he was going. Abraham did it by keeping his eye on an unseen city with real, eternal foundations, the city designed and built by God. In his book, When God Whispers Your Name, Christian writer Max Lucado shares a vision of what that city might look like. He envisions the moment when we meet God face to face. In the book, God says to each and every one of us, I will make things new. I will restore what was taken. I will restore your years drooped on crutches and trapped in wheelchairs. I will restore the smile faded by hurt. I will replay the symphonies unheard of by deaf ears and sunsets unseen by blind eyes. The mute will sing, the poor will feast, the wounds will heal. I will make all things new. I will restore all things. The child snatched by disease will run to your arms. The freedom lost to oppression will dance in your heart. The peace of a pure heart will be my gift to each of you. I will make all things new. New hope, new faith, and most of all, new love. The love of which all other loves speak. The love before which all other love pales. The love you have sought in 1,000 ports and in 1,000 nights. This love of mine will be yours. It is an amazing thing to think of. The wonderful things that faith allows us to envision. For faith surely is the assurance of things hoped for. Faith means holding all things that might happen to each of us, holding all the things that we are ever hopeful about within the realm of actual possibility. There is an emphasis on the believer's experience, on the experience of each and every one of us. We need not just to say that we have faith, but to really experience what that means for each of us. Faith in God through the examination of God's creation. Faith in God through the words of a small child. Faith in God through times of silence and devotion, through times of action and reflection. We need to live our faith each and every moment. And we need to be able to share, that we need to be sure that we are able to share that faith. That share what it is that we believe. For testimony is a powerful thing. Through testimony, the ancestors who came before us shared their own experiences of God. Through testimony, the disciples and their followers began a church that exists to this day as we join here. Through testimony, the burden of the difficulties that we face in our lives are shared, just as the joys of our lives are shared as well. Sharing stories of faith, of what we believe, gives us the opportunity to truly decide what it is that we stake our claim on, how it is that we define what faith is for us. Which brings us back to the beginning. What is faith? There are more than likely as many definitions of faith in this place as there are people worshiping here today. But for me, faith is generational. It is generations of families who have sat in these very pews, those who have gone before us, and a six-year-old teaching his aunt, the pastor, what God power is. Faith is the belief that there is something bigger than each of us in this world, and that there is a plan that is beyond our wildest imagining and dreaming that we each are an important part of. Faith is hoping and striving toward the kingdom of God, toiling for radical equality and justice in our world. Faith is the strength to make it through the times of difficulty in our lives, those times when we are driven to our knees weeping. Faith is the opportunity to celebrate the joys of our lives with other believers, those times when we feel like we are 10 feet off the ground. And faith is what we share in this place, what makes us brothers and sisters in Christ instead of strangers on a journey. Faith is the assurance of things hoped for and the conviction of things not seen. I share with you this morning what I believe faith is, but I am hoping that you will think about it for yourselves, that you will decide leaving this place today how you would fill in the blank. For our faith is big enough to encompass the myriad believers throughout the world, and yet as personal as we feel deep in our own hearts and know in our own minds. Thanks be to God for both the universal and personal qualities of our faith, for giving us the opportunity to name it and claim it both in community and for ourselves. Thanks be to God for both humbling and empowering us as God's people, as Christ's disciples, as those led by the Spirit, as people of faith, that we are able to experience it each and every day of our lives, in this place and beyond these walls as well. Amen.